Our hymn today will be 347. 347, and we'll open with the first stanza. Once again from the 21st chapter of John, the 15th verse. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word. So, what are your plans for the future? It was a prof who asked that question of an Emmanuel High School graduate, and the answer was not altogether unexpected. "I'm enrolling in the pre-thee program for next fall to begin preparing to become a pastor." The prof looked thoughtfully at the student for a moment and then said, "That's good. I think you care enough about people to become a pastor." How important it is for a pastor or teacher to serve not primarily for the compensation package, not for the honor that it may bring, not even for the approval of family members or friends. All of those things may come to a pastor or teacher, but if he or she is doing it for such things, how sad. For then it could be said of them, like the Pharisees praying on the street corners, they already have their reward. In order for their preaching and teaching to be more than a clanging cymbal, they need to serve not for the money or the prestige, but for the love of those lambs and sheep who are put in their care, who are beloved by God. And this is true not just for public servants, but for all of us who at one time or another have or will have lambs entrusted to our care and feeding. It may be our children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, children in our congregation, Sunday school, at camp, next door, or 100 other possibilities. How important it is that our service to those lambs and sheep is done in love, which is not self-serving, but with their best interest at heart. It's this kind of heart for which we pray, both for ourselves and for each other, as we all soon go our various ways. But in the afterglow of that first Easter, as Jesus finished breakfast with his apostles by the shore of Galilee, he pointed to something else as qualifying his follower to feed his lambs and to tend and feed his sheep. He said, "Do you love me? Do you consider me your greatest treasure?" I am the bread of life. What will you feed my lambs if you do not consider me to be of value? Will you have them call upon their own inner strength, their mental toughness, in the day of trouble, that they may deliver themselves and may glorify themselves? No, it is recognizing Jesus as our greatest, our priceless treasure that will help us stand if ever we find ourselves in the high priest's courtyard, our security threatened, our confession challenged. Priceless treasure. That is the love that we want to bring to others, lambs or sheep. Not just affection for Him who provides food for us, but a love that goes beyond that, a love which remembers how He laid down His life to bring us to God. Such a love will see Him as a treasure worth dying for. That is the love which Jesus seeks in His representatives, whether they are called servants or whether they are calling servants. So do you love Him? Yes, but how quickly we forget Him. We may marvel at how soon the children of Israel in the wilderness forgot the miracles that sustained them on the way. But how quickly we turn from singing His praises. He who was born, lived, died, and rose for us. How soon we move on to the next event, to getting on with our life. Do we love Him? Yes, but how we wish that love were stronger. How can it be increased? Imagine yourself for a moment sitting on one of the benches around campus. And on the other end of the bench is one you love. And he or she says to you, I really would like to talk with you. But you have your head in your hands and say, not right now, I'm trying to love you more. Won't you just look at me? I can't right now. I'm trying really hard to love you more. About then the men in the white coats would come to take you to a different institution. The way our love will be increased is by being with Him on Galilee's shore for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, for midnight snack. Ah, but He is with us always, isn't He? Even to the end of the age. Then let us look to Him always, listen to Him always, that we may know Him better. If we know Him better, we will love Him more. Follow Him always. Feed His lambs for sure. Amen. Stanza 4.